Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, Beamer family. This is Danielle Ramber calling in from colorful Colorado this beautiful Tuesday day, and I'm excited to be here with you all on Testimonial Tuesday, and I'm really excited because we have a special guest co-host today, Callie Crone. For those of you that don't know Callie, Callie hosted Whatever Wednesday for almost 3 years, and every few years we just like to kind of rotate through hosts and get new hosts acclimated and fresh blood, and Callie has been such an instrument to our Beamer family. Callie has an amazing testimonial, so I'd like to welcome you today, Callie. Thanks for being on with us.
Thank you for asking me to be with you. I miss this. I miss all of our Beamer family and our callers, so hopefully we'll get a lot of callers today, but thanks for asking me to be on. It's good to be back.
It's a blessing to have you. So before we get moving on with our Testimonial Tuesday, I can see people are still coming on. Would you mind sharing your testimonial, why you got involved in Beamer, and what it's done for you in a both a personal and business perspective, Callie?
Absolutely. So I live in the Chicago area, and I was introduced to Beamer, over four and a half years ago, and by my friend's mom, Helen Mandich. And she introduced me because starting at the age of 15, I got really sick. And I was bit by a tick and just started declining about a year after that. And was in and out of a wheelchair, on and off of bed rest, going to every who's who in the different autoimmune arena of medicine. And you know, I started struggling with a lot of different autoimmune issues, chronic health conditions. No one was really able to help me. I had significant discomfort from head to toe, especially in my joints. Wasn't able to sleep, low energy, vision issues. I mean, all sorts of different issues. The list we could take up all of Testimonial Tuesday, just going on and on down that laundry list of issues that I had, and no one was able to help me. So Helen introduced me to Beamer, and after about 6 months of turning my head and thinking she had officially lost her mind, I decided to give it a shot, and now I no longer struggle with any of those issues that I listed. I was at the time taking 23 medications, but my doctors over time, of course, took me off of all 23 of those. And being 26 years old, I have an entire life ahead of me to look forward to now. And so I couldn't not tell people about Beamer. I mean, it was either them asking me, those of them that knew me before I tried Beamer, or you know, like, what have you done different? You know, I wasn't wearing a wig anymore. I had my own hair coming back in, and, you know, all sorts of different things that were pretty obvious that there had been a massive physiological shift in me. And, you know, so it was either for that reason or simply because I felt like I had a moral obligation to share this and for people to, you know, deserving to know their options and what was out there for them. So I started sharing, and I actually quit school, and I was on the medical route. So after quitting school, realizing that that wasn't really in alignment with my values anymore and my belief system, I just started sharing Beamer, and it went from one semester of what I was going to take time to figure out what I really wanted to do. That one semester has turned into well over six semesters now. So it's just been amazing. I've accumulated a whole new family in the process and met so many people. I've traveled the world, and the coolest part is that I get to do it all on my own dime. For the most part, unless I'm teaching academies, of course, but like really having the freedom, the financial freedom that I didn't have before. And this has all been a result of, you know, becoming invested in Beamer. So
I love
that
it.
That is my
Thank
testimonial.
You so much for sharing. Well, and you know, Kelly is fairly humble, but Callie, at 26 years old, I believe you became, if not the youngest, one of the youngest first managers in the company. And that was based on just what the Beamer did for you in your life and your obligation to get out there and help people. So congratulations on that. And I love following you. And it's exciting knowing that we can get the younger people involved and on board. And how do you feel, Callie, you know, with this new Go Set coming out? I feel like it's really a great opportunity to get the millennials involved and the people on the go and the athletes. And I'm really excited to kind of dig into that market. How are you feeling as far as getting going with that Go Set?
So I'm going to be completely honest. And at first I was like, what? You know, like without the B-body, that's what we've been teaching and hearing. Like that's what we need. And that's the, you know, meat and potatoes and all that. And I was so hung up on that for a while at the beginning. But then I started thinking about it, and I had some conversations with some of my mentors in Beamer, like Yusuf Ben Lucif. He really is the one that, when I was talking to him, it kind of like flipped the switch in my head. And it's like, okay, so yes, the B-body is amazing, right? And with what we have available to us right now, the Go Set is such an amazing option. And eventually, you know, fingers crossed, it will be an additional option for people. But with what we have right now, it's the same technology. Yeah, we have to modify the way we use it a little bit to get, you know, to sort of, what's the word I want to use? Not supplement, but to sort of mimic the use of the B-body with doing it things just a little bit differently, but it's still that amazing therapeutic effect that completely transformed my life in so many ways. And the coolest part, well, one of the coolest parts or the one of the more exciting parts is that it makes it, it's affordable for so many more people. And throughout my four and a half years of being involved in the business, this, you know, those people, the only obstacle that I've ever come across is people that can't afford it, right? Or the price objection, and they don't understand the true value of it. But now what I've experienced is it's like, instead of being disappointed and, you know, fighting the thing that can't be controlled anyways, it's completely out of our control. It's like, okay, I'm going to flip that in my mind, and I'm going to embrace this. And it's, since making that shift mentally, it's so exciting because, like you said, we have the millennials, my generation of people, and people that, you know, really wanted it but couldn't necessarily afford it, or people that were overwhelmed by all the different applicators. And now this is just a much more simplified product that still has that same, you know, phenomenal therapeutic effect. So I'm super psyched, and now I have, you know, something to go back to all those prospects that, you know, had that objection and offer them something that I couldn't offer them before. You know, there was no way to get anywhere near that cost, and now they have something, you know, to think about and to invest in that's more along or that fits better with their budget. So
I completely
I'm super
agree.
Psyched.
And I'm psyched too. And, you know, like you said, just circling back to those prospects, you know, I've done for the last 3 years, I've done so many events and I have hundreds of disclaimers. So it's really exciting. I'm gearing up to go back to those people. And, you know, we have this amazing product at a lower price point, but we also have something that a lot of people are looking for right now, and that's a business opportunity. You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that have lost their jobs. And so for to be able to get into this business at that price point is just amazing. So I'm so excited to start circling back and reaching out to these people and seeing how they're doing and also sharing this business opportunity. So, well, I think we've chit-chatted enough. I think we should get on to testimonials. How about you, Callie?
I agree.
We're ready. All right. So we're going to ask people to go ahead and press 1 to be placed in the queue to share. We do want to keep this compliant because we are recording it. So being compliant means no mention of disease names that are common in the medical field. We're not going to mention any drug names or use of the words like pain, cured, treatment. You're only going to give your own testimonial, so no third-party testimonials, okay? And then also no animal testimonials. We'll save that for Thursday, which is for the horse unit. So, and we're also going to ask you not to give any of your own protocols or usage tips because we do follow the basic plan. And just to get us off started today, I would like to ask people to share something that they've been able to do outside that they were not able to do prior to Beamer. And for me, this Sunday, I was just so excited. I've been in my little apartment for the last 6 weeks here in Colorado, and so I was excited to get out and shoot my bow and arrow. And that is something that before Beamer I could not do because I had a severe immune disorder, and I had my chest cut into 4 times. And the Beamer gave me the ability to go back out and to do what I love. So I'm just eternally grateful for that. I was eternally grateful to get outside and to just get the fresh air. And you know, people always say the best 6 doctors anywhere, and no one can deny it, are sunshine, water, rest, air, diet, and exercise. And, of course, we have to add Beamer onto that. So I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. If you have a compliant testimonial you'd like to share, and we'd love to hear things that you can do now that you weren't able to do, and especially outside during this time of quarantine. So please press 1, and it looks like we do have a brave caller here. Callie, do you want to let them on the line?
Sure. So our first caller is 713. 713, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Sandra in Houston. Hi, Callie. It's so good to hear your voice.
Hi, Sandra.
Great to hear from you. So 2 weeks ago, I called in on Blog Talk, and I had had a fall on Sunday, and I hit my face. I planted my right cheek on the concrete driveway, and I had an abrasion there. And I've been using the B-Lite, and I was very excited about the progress I was making. And wait, there's more, because I fell on Sunday, and I had a circle about 2 inches in diameter on my cheek. I never bruised, it never scabbed, and it was gone by Thursday morning.
Amazing.
So just love Beamer and the fact that we have our own little first aid health clinic in our homes. And I fractured had a light fracture on my hand, that is also healing very, very well. I'm not having to wear any sort of cast or anything on that. So it's been fabulous. And I don't recommend falling in order to make these kind of testimonials.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and it was good to hear your voice.
Great to hear from you, too.
Have a blessed day, Sandra.
All right. Our next caller is area code 208. 208, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, Callie. Good morning, Danielle. It's David Olson calling from Idaho.
Hey, David.
Good morning, David.
How are you ladies today?
Wonderful. Excited to be here.
So I'm not doing anything really any different that I've been doing for the last 30, 35 years. But a week ago yesterday, I took off and decided to do some social distancing with Mother Nature. And there is a mountain in Idaho that I've been wanting to climb and ski for a long time. And it's one of Idaho's taller peaks. And I camped at the base of it on Easter night and got up early on Monday and started climbing this thing. And, you know, I'm going to be 59 this summer. And what's so cool about Beamer is, you know, if you are aging and still aspiring athlete, just the recovery is it's incredible. It was a big day for me. It was 8 miles round trip, and it was 5,100 vertical feet. It took me 8 hours round trip, car to car. But what was so extraordinary is that on Wednesday, so for me, delayed onset muscle soreness is usually its worst 2 days after the event. And it was incredible to me that I had no muscle soreness whatsoever 2 days after doing that. Now, granted, I was fatigued and I was pretty tired all week long. And I felt like taking naps quite a bit. But in terms of muscle soreness, that's been my biggest experience with Beamer in the 5 years I've been involved, is after doing events like that. It doesn't feel like I did what I did the day before or 2 days earlier. And so for all of you out there that are aspiring and aging athletes, you know, I encourage you to take full advantage of Beamer and keep doing what you're doing. It does kind of give you another 10 to 20 years of performance. And that's my testimonial.
Awesome.
That's outstanding, David. And you work with quite a few athletes on your team, aren't you?
I do. We do have some of the top endurance runners in the world that bought Beamers. And so they weren't sponsored by Nike or Patagonia, who bought the Beamers for them. They actually, you know, dipped into their resources. And these are young people, you know, 40, 34, 24 years old. And they see the value of this device for their professional sports. And they're also becoming distributors because they also see how this can play into helping them with their professional athletic careers by, you know, giving them some additional income. And they have particular niches that they can target with the Beamer. So, yes, we do have a bunch of really great uphill athletes that are now involved with Beamer.
Outstanding. That's so cool. Awesome.
Make it a great Tuesday. Good to hear you, Callie.
Thank you. Good to hear you as well. And so right now, we do not have any other callers. So just to remind all of you, go ahead and hit one on your phone. We can add a little twist of whatever Wednesday, what I used to do, and if you have any random questions or, you know, hopefully related, only related to Beamer, or comments, testimonials, go ahead and hit one on your phone. We have one more brave soul that has come into the queue. So our next caller is area code 720. 720, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Mary King. And Callie, I just had to call in, not because I have something to share, but how wonderful to hear your voice.
Oh,
missing you.
Thank you. Yes, I've been missing this, so maybe I can find other, you know, days and times to pop in. It's fun to come back.
Yes, yes, that's for sure. And we can't get together. We don't have any big meetings going on, so not till October. So anyway, blessings to you, and thank you and Danielle for doing this call, and I hope you get some more people calling in.
Thanks, Mary. Well, you're out in Colorado, right?
Yes, we are. We're staying at home. Mike is seeing patients, but they're one at a time. And we already have immunity to COVID, so it's not an issue for us, but we don't want to share it with other people who come in. So anyway,
sure. So what's your favorite outdoor activity in Colorado, being in a place where you can be outdoors a lot? What's your favorite outdoor activity?
Camping and hiking. Mike and I have a small travel trailer, and so we go out in the summer as much as we can. We usually spend a week at Priest Lake, Idaho, and we go to Montana, and we've gone to Jackson. We just go everywhere in the north.
So fun.
West. Yeah, it is. We love it.
Awesome. Well, hopefully you guys can find some time to do that while we have this time available to us.
Yeah, I hope so. We're going up to Priest Lake in July, so we have a family thing we do every year just about. Yep. Okay.
Awesome. And well, it's great to hear your voice.
But to hear yours, too, and continue on with Blog Talk.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.
Okay, our next caller is area code. Area code 703. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi there. My name is Jeanette Kohlhaas, and I'm up in Northern Virginia. And I am enjoying walking outside, taking long walks during all these issues here. And I'm also a golf professional. And 2 or 3 years ago, I had some issues with my toes. They would become numb on me when I was out playing. And I couldn't even hardly walk on my toes. I'd have to take off my shoes and massage them to get them working again. And I'll tell you, putting the Beamer on my legs and my toes has been amazing to be able to walk, and not have any issues with my toes. So kind of nice.
That's awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in, Jeanette.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
I love hearing those stories, Callie. It's just, you know, how blessed are we to be able to have this gift at home, you know, honestly, and to be able to get outside and to do those things that we once loved, or, you know, things that have been taken away from us. I'm just so grateful to be here. And it looks like we have a few other brave souls that are pressing one, and they're ready to share. We have over 100 callers on the line, so we're going to continue to ask you to press one, and we can move on to our next one. Callie, it looks like 970.
Yep, 970. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Peter from Eagle, Colorado. And
hey, Peter.
Just, you know, since David got in and shared his story about aging athletes, I've got a birthday coming up in a couple days, and I'll be 58, which I like to refer to it as 58 years young. But I got my Beamer in January of 2016, and I always knew it was a long-term purchase and a long-term process to regain health and well-being. And I started using it, like I said, in January of 2016. Now it's, April of 2020. So I'm going into 4 years. And from an athletic standpoint, I've gotten back into riding and racing bikes. And just on a specific, as far as recovery for an aging athlete, Saturday I went out and got a 60-mile ride in on mountain bikes, and that was, once again, relative to where my normal is, that was a big ride. And then Sunday we had perfect weather, so I decided to go out on the road for a ride, and I got in, I did 100 miles on my road bike solo, just by myself, which was the first time in probably 25 or 30 years that I went out and just did 100 miles on my own, nobody else, solo. And there's a good feeling about being able to achieve that. And then yesterday went out on my mountain bike, and all our trails, local trails around Eagle, have opened up on the 15th. And so we've got a lot of lower down trails, because if you get too high right now, the trail system, you get into the snow and mud. But all the local stuff is dry and fast. And went out and now going into from a 60-mile ride to a 100-mile ride on Sunday, and then yesterday got about a 30-mile ride of fast sort of race pace, and still had really good, solid, what I call, you know, hit in my legs. Like, I was able to accelerate and go fast and climb steep, short climbs, and felt great. So the long and the short of it is, yes, has the Beamer made a significant difference in my life in terms of what happened when I first started to now where I'm at this point in time? I would be living a very, very different life right now if Beamer hadn't come into my life. At 49 or 50, I was so much discomfort throughout my body from the rigors of what I put myself through. I was formerly a professional cyclist and had crashed a number of times and broken quite a few bones, which I'm not here to say there was anything great about that. It was just part of kind of the way life was. You know, you accepted your injuries and then you worked your way back. But the toll over the long haul, you know, by the time I was late 40s, early 50s, it was I was very much ready to be done with it all. Like it just hurt to do everything. And now it's 8 years later, 4 years of using the Beamer consistently. And I have to be totally honest. I do other things as well, as far as stretching and body work and different types of therapies to assist in Beamer. And I eat well and I sleep well now. But Beamer was kind of the glue that brought everything together that has allowed me to start to think about the idea that at one time in my 20s, I was a professional cyclist and paid to race my bike. And I was able to kind of achieve high levels of fitness. Well here's the point. Now at age, I'll be 58 here later in the week, I'm now thinking, like, is it possible now at my age, 30 some years later, to achieve the level of fitness that I once had in my 20s when I was a paid professional and that's what I did full time? Is it possible? Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is that I'm in a position to try and find out. And beyond that I'm even considering these ideas in my head that I can actually even begin to think those thoughts.
Yeah.
If you understand what I'm saying, if you can even like
totally,
is it even realistic to even think that way? Well, based on my results over the past few years, each year I've been getting faster. And without putting context to the story, I'm moving in the right direction. And I feel like just with being able to go out and ride 100 miles by myself, you know, in right or just over 5 hours, at altitude with hills, I did, it was probably 3,000 to 4,000 feet of climbing on that 100-mile ride. So it wasn't like dead flat in a tailwind. I mean, it was a legit ride with real weather and real winds. And so the point is, like the Beamer has irrevocably improved my quality of life and has made it fun to live in my body again. Because 10 years ago, I'll be honest, I really didn't think I'd make it to 60 at the progressive decline that I felt I was living through at that point in time. And so
That's
I turned
so
that ship
great.
Around. And now I'm, you know, like it's fun to be me again.
That's so
happy
that
birthday
down.
To
I
you,
love
Peter,
that.
As well.
I have a hard
amazing.
Time wiping the grin off my face when I think about it. So,
you know,
anyways,
and Peter, you know,
boy.
And you can see it in his eyes too. And you know, when people say, you know, Beamer is the fountain of youth, I think that you're a prime example of that, Peter, and just your will to want to get this out there and share it with others. So we truly appreciate you calling in, and we've got quite a few more people pressing one. So I think
we'll
go ahead and move on. Callie, this is great.
All right. Our next caller is area code 802-802. You're live on Blog Talk.
Is that me?
That's you.
That is you.
Okay. Hi, it's Victoria Crown from Vermont. I only got in the queue because I was worried that no one was in the queue. So, but I do want to say that I've been with Beamer since 2018, and you're right about, I think both of you had said at different times, it's the gift that keeps on giving, and the more you use it, the more you notice. And it's actually what you notice you don't have, which is the change that you do have. And being a hygienist for 31 years and having all of its structural issues of being bent over, strength in my legs is back. I feel like my horse, I'm more supple to move around. I don't hobble. I think I handle anxiety far better than I ever did. And this, like this morning, I was talking with one of my dearest friends who's also an IBD on my team, and I didn't lose my breath hiking up this mountain. And I usually have to stop and I'm out of shape. But yet now I can do that without losing my air. It's amazing. My sleep is beautiful. My whole family's using it, and it's in my horse, and it's just been a fabulous thing. And to think that I can transition out of my career and into Beamer full time, hopefully, relatively soon, is a beautiful, beautiful thing that I can't even thank my friend Robin enough for encouraging me on this path. So that's it.
Beautiful, wow. Victoria. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And Victoria, you brought up something, that I've been hearing from quite a few people recently. And, or I'm not going to say the name, but, it's that feeling of not knowing what's going on. You're feeling, confused or pressured or, I'm not going to say the A word, but, a lot of people have been sharing with me, like during this time of everything that's going on in our world and in our community and with Beamer, they don't know that they'd be handling it quite so well without their Beamer. So that truly is another just added benefit, the mental clarity, the focus, the just getting that oxygen to your brain. I can tell you too, it's just a calming effect. So I really appreciate you pointing that out, and also suppleness. Our horses need that suppleness, but so do we. So I really appreciate that. All right, Kelly,
awesome.
We have, looks like we have area code 310. 310,
yep.
You are live on Block Talk.
310, you might have muted yourself on your phone. No.
Okay, Kelly. We might have
all
to
right. Well, we'll come back. All
yeah.
right. Our next caller then is area code 978. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi. This is Allie Cruikshank on the East Coast.
Hi.
Hi, Allie.
I was listening to Victoria's talking about the stress factor of this day and age. And I just want to echo that it has been incredible for me, given the fact that I can't work because I'm a massage therapist and I own the business and I don't have any money coming in from any of the therapists. I don't have any money coming in from me. And I should be in a panic, and I'm actually just really not. And I think that's the Beamer. It's just, it makes me feel rock solid and like, okay, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And I'm going to be okay with
Outstanding.
It.
Outstanding. And how long have you had your Beamer, Allie?
I think it's 4 years now. And it's done amazing things for me. The biggest, I don't know if I could say the biggest thing, but the thing that really got me going on it was my feet. They hurt all the time and had always been a problem. And I'd done the orthotics and the physical therapy and all kinds of stuff. And nothing was making a difference. And they were just getting worse as I got older. And as a massage therapist, I was on my feet pretty much all day. And it was killing me. It was really, I didn't think that I could keep being a massage therapist. And Beamer changed that entirely. My feet are comfortable. I don't have to have special inserts in my shoes. I can walk barefoot now, and it's made a giant difference in terms of that. I can't overstate it. But I have a question.
Yeah.
3 years, I am hoping to retire from doing massage, and my husband and I are going to hit the road in a travel trailer and just travel around the country. And I wonder if anybody has done that or is doing that. And you know, talking about Beamer, Brett, because I don't ever want to stop sharing this. I don't think I can stop sharing it. and I want to make it work while we're out on the road, and I wonder if anybody has had any experiences that way.
Well, I think Callie and I can both somewhat attest to that because we've been traveling quite a bit, but, you know, I do know people that, you know, are in their camper and they go, you know, they go to, you know, maybe Arizona for the winter or Florida, and, you know, you just think about it. You know, you're meeting people, you're out and about, you set out in your lawn chairs, you know, you've got your zero gravity chair and you're sharing the gift of Beamer. And it's, I think that's an easy way to do it so naturally because you're developing relationships with the people you're coming across. And, you know, a lot of times in those situations, whether you're barbecuing out, you're playing pickleball or whatever you may be doing, you know, you just bring up the Beamer and that's what you do, you know. So I can tell you in my travels, you know, I'll get it out in an airport and I'll share it. I recently was in Florida and I was doing the Fast Track Challenge. And so I was on the road and had to get all these demos in and the presentations. And I honestly would just, you know, walk up to people and share this gift with them, ask them if they had 8 minutes. And people were very open to it and sometimes grateful, not always, you know, they're like, what's this woman bringing to me? But when you come at it like you are as a place of obligation and heart, I don't think you come across that way. So I think it's the prime opportunity to go ahead and move forward with your business and be able to share it along the road and change lives all over the United States. To me, that's really, really exciting. And it's actually something I considered doing, just buying a camper and rolling around and sharing this gift, you know, and doing presentations, you know, that type of thing. So I think you're getting set up in a really great way because it sounds like you already have a business that you're working. So by the time you're ready in those 3 years, I think you're gonna have an amazing opportunity. And Callie, I know you share the Beamer a lot on the road as well.
Yeah, but I think that's so cool. Like what an awesome niche market of, you know, eventually or what, every night I'm pretty sure you have to go to a campsite or like the wherever the campers park and there's a whole market of people right there and you're incorporating it into your life and your camper, or your trailer, the travel trailer, and then you can show them how they can do it for themselves too. I think that's so cool. How fun.
I can't wait to do it. I'm really excited.
Well, hey, Allie, maybe those 3 years aren't going to, it's not going to be a whole 3 years.
It just might not be. If I can't get business back to some kind of normalcy, I don't know. It's actually been on my mind that I could just transition over to just, you know, working the Beamer and bringing it to people. Although it's, you know, I haven't really figured out the whole social distancing thing and the way you share it and, it's a whole new ball game the way it is right now, but I'm still talking to people and sending them stuff, and that would be a very cool thing to do.
Awesome.
That's great. And
well,
then the business
so
opportunity
for
those
in.
Type of people as well. Yeah.
I can't imagine. Totally. I mean, I just can't imagine life without Beamer for me personally. If it broke or it got ruined or something, I'd have to have another one. There's just no way I could not.
Yeah.
And I
know.
Yeah, yep, we are right happy. There with you. All right. Well, it looks like we are going to circle back to that one caller. And if anybody else wants to add something last minute, go ahead and press one on your phone and we can take a couple more callers. But let's see if 310, area code 310, you are live on Blog Talk. If you are there, last four digits are 9099. I guess not. All right. Well, Danielle, it looks like we have gone through our whole list of callers. So unless anybody wants to press one and jump in. Oh, there we go. All right. Our last caller for today is going to be area code 704. 704, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sharon. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm relatively new. I was just sitting outside thanking God that I could be outside, and then you asked for us to share about what we're grateful for. So I figured this was destiny to share today.
Yes.
I was injured in a car accident back in 2014. And it caused some disruption in my brainstem that affected, properly, and I'm finding trouble finding my words, but it disrupted some nerve patterns, causing excruciating pain. And I went from discomfort, yes, very much discomfort. And it rendered me completely disabled. I had multiple brain surgeries. I had complications from those where I literally lived in a dark room, a quiet dark room, on so much medication that I couldn't function as a person, okay? Mm-hmm. And it was that or excruciating discomfort, one or the other, right? Knocked out or excruciating discomfort. So anyway, after about 9 months of using the Beamer, and I can't explain how or why, right? I have no idea the magic. The first time I tested the Beamer, Peg Casey, bless her heart, brought it to me in my home into the dark room where I tried it in my pajamas. That's where I was at, okay? Mm. And here we are 9 months later, and I'm sitting outside right now in the sun with a breeze. I couldn't have anything touch, or even a breeze on my face would trigger the episodes. And you never know if they were going to last for 5 seconds or 5 days, okay? You just never knew. And so I was fearful to go outside and be in the sun. The complications left me very light sensitive and sound sensitive. So I went from leading a dynamic company that I started 29 years ago to living in a dark room. And I am so grateful. I am so, so grateful for my life. Now, I still need 3 orthopedic surgeries, right? But Beamer keeps the inflammation out. It helps my muscles recover around those. It helps the tissues recover around those situations such that I can still enjoy short walks outside. I can get around my house without using a walker. I don't have to use all the braces and stuff like that that I had to before. And I have a life. I can take care of myself. I couldn't even take care of myself before. Friends, dear friends,
Sharon,
come over every morning. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I
have goosebumps. No, I did.
Oh.
We only have about 90 seconds left, but I have goosebumps. I mean, you are welcome to our family. You are beautiful, and what a blessing.
Thank you.
And we can hear the birds chirping,
I'm,
and that's just so beautiful.
And I'm outside. Aww. And I'm so grateful. I'm grateful to God for bringing Beamer into my world. And my family is using it. I made senior very quickly, like within weeks, because people were so amazed at where I was to where I got to in a very short period of time. And
amazing.
I think it's about, it's just thank you for the opportunity to share today.
Thank you for calling
back again
in.
When we have more time.
You're welcome.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Oh,
I used to cycle a day, and I can't do any of that right now, but I am grateful for the life that I have, and I'm able to make a difference in other people's lives with this technology. So anyway,
thank you
guys. I love my new family.
Thanks.
And I'll sign off right now.
Well, what a beautiful call to end today's show with. And Danielle, thank you again for asking me to be a part of today's call. And with that, I will pass it off to you.
Oh, thank you for joining me, Kelly. It was a blessing. And wow, just such amazing testimonials today. And I just encourage people to get outside. Nature really is the greatest place to heal and recharge. So thanks for being a part of our Testimonial Tuesday. And you all go out and have a blessed day.